Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we're joined by Chuck Galizi from Helping Hands to talk about the contribution they received from Knoxville High School's Homecoming Week food drive. The amount of food that you received from the students as part of Homecoming, far more than you expected, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just overwhelmed with it because it comes at a beautiful time of the year. Like we started on our Thanksgiving and Christmas basket sign up, and we're always looking for different entities to contribute canned goods for us because we can't buy a lot of it at the Food Bank of Iowa now because a lot of other entities are getting involved with purchasing food off of them. So this was just awesome. You know what? It really makes my heart happy because these kids are doing something for people. They have no idea who they are, and it's a good example for us adults in the community to understand, you know, what we're really supposed to be doing. We're all connected, and we need to help each other, especially those that are poor and marginalized. And this just excites me. I'm just so overwhelmed with it. I'm so happy.
The students looking to do more than just have fun and collect points for Homecoming events. They wanted to give back to the community, and it seems that your clients are the beneficiaries of that.
And that's true. You know, we try to find out things for these kids to do, you know, maybe going and picking things up in the community, the trash and one thing another, but this is really meaningful, and I hope I'd like to talk to each and every one of them about this, because it's very important in our community, because we help other towns around us, you know, like Harvey and Tracy and Bussey, Hamilton, Columbia, Melcher and Pleasantville. Those people come to the county seat town here to get groceries also. And so, you know, it's just a wide area of people that they're helping out. And we'll have over, between 275 and 300 families come in. When you do the numbers, it's, you know, like over 700 individuals twice a month.
This comes in waves mostly during the summer. You probably have your off periods and your slack periods, and you're getting ready for holiday season. And at this time of year, I'm betting that this is quite a boost for your supplies, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, it is. Because, see, you know, a lot of people don't even think about giving until about Thanksgiving. And we're already figuring out how to pass out Thanksgiving baskets. So it's easier on me. I need to find out where the turkeys are at. But this is so helpful now to know that, you know, they set an example. And maybe the other different clubs and things in the community will also come forward. And, it does come in waves, and it's so helpful when it comes in a big wave like this right around the holiday season. And people think, oh no, it's holidays a long ways off, but you know, we have to have these baskets ready to go by the middle of November. And see, we just got like 6 or 7 weeks here at the maximum, so this is really, you know, exciting for me to have this.
I'm sure it was great talking to the kids as they delivered the supplies that you had earlier and seeing the enthusiasm that they had, right?
You know what? It's not so much the talk, it's the smiles. And they knew in their hearts that they were really doing something. They know of Helping Hands through maybe some of them, their parents came here. And other ones, you know, that their parents contributed to Helping Hands in the support. But it's not so much what the kids say, it's in the smile. And you know they have it in the heart.
Certainly, it wouldn't stop with the kids just because homecoming's over and the holiday season is coming up. You're always looking for contributions, and you'll certainly take whatever you can from anyone who's willing to donate, right?
Well, that's very true. They set the example for us now real early, and hopefully with the news media here and people listening to KNIA, KRLS, we'll say, you know what, maybe I'll look in my closet and find out a few cans of goods, or maybe when Thanksgiving gets here, you know, I'll buy a turkey and drop it off at Helping Hands. But this is a very good kick-off starter. It's just like any fundraiser, you know, this is the big bang, and you love that in the beginning to set an example for everybody else.
Anybody who either needs help or wants to give, they can come to your pantry, to your location right here in downtown Knoxville, right?
Yes, 1109 East Washington. If you need to sign up for food, you can sign up here for our food distributions the second and fourth Mondays of the month. And then you can also sign up for either a Christmas or Thanksgiving basket. One or the other, you have to choose. And, if you need, or on the other half of it, if two or three people would like to chip in, in and buy a turkey and drop it off, you know, we'll start accepting those, you know, within the next month, you know, would be nice. So yes, we're here for those that are in need, but also for a place for people to give, because you know what, when you give, you really have this special feeling. And back again, I could see it in the smiles of these kids that they really had it in the heart, and they really were excited about what they'd done for the poor and marginalized in this community.
Thanks to Chuck Galeazzi for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.